I just wanted to say thank you for speaking with us and making us one of your small few yeses. So we're blessed by your time. But I just wanted to ask, just kind of along the lines of like being a writer and a reader, and I'm an English major. So when I found out I could take a business class where we read books, I signed myself up. But I was just interested in sort of what are you kind of like reading right now, or things that are like formative in your life, and maybe something that was formative when you were in your 20s, for us.
Well, right now I'm usually reading tons of things related to whatever I'm writing. And so I'm writing, this is now a little bit of a back burner project, but I'm writing a book on the name of God, Yahweh revealed in Scripture. 6,200 times appears in the Old Testament, but we don't see it in our English Bibles because we see Lord in caps, because of the Jewish belief, that we should not pronounce or even see the name, the literal name of God. But Exodus 3, God reveals it to Moses and says, "All generations shall call me by this name. This is my name forever." And so I'm writing this book basically arguing that our English translations really should have the name of God in them, Yahweh and all that. Okay, well, so I've read everything on the name of God that I could find. I mean, I got. How many of you have the Logos Bible software, any version of it? I highly recommend you get the Logos Bible software. I'm telling you, it's a tremendous resource. I use it with every book that I'm writing. It's way more valuable than just doing online searches. Logos Bible software, and you can get introductory types of programs, and you can get student discounts and different types of things. Actually, if you contact Logos, ask to speak to Scott Lindsay. He's a good friend, and sometimes he is able to step in and help with resources if finances are a problem, which obviously sometimes they are. Anyway, so that's one of the things I'm studying. The number of books I ordered, five more children's books on animals in heaven. They're portrayals of animals in heaven, and I'm looking at them largely because I'm not going to agree with probably the majority of things that I'm reading in my research. Okay. But I just want to see what's out there. And so, Problem of Evil and Suffering, I read 80 books on that. The Heaven book, I read 150 books on heaven. And now, after a while, you're skimming because you've seen it all before, and some of it's not really helpful at all. But I'm just saying, I'm a compulsive researcher. So for me, those are things that I'm reading now. Now, what I was reading in my 20s, and even before I came to the Lord from this unbelieving home, came to Christ as a 15-year-old, and it was my love of reading that God had put in me, and cultivated through comic books, reading science fiction. I was a sci-fi nut as a kid. I was there when the original Star Trek came out in 1968. I was a kid, you know. So I'm saying, back before there was much science fiction at all on TV. I mean, there was anybody know Twilight Zone or Outer Limits? Do those ring a bell? Okay, so but I mean, back when those were coming out new weekly. I was into those things, but I subscribed to a journal called Fantasy and Science Fiction. It was a magazine, basically, monthly magazine, Fantasy and Science Fiction. So reading comic books, read them like crazy. And then I become a Christian. And then there's a Christian bookstore that I could ride my bike to, because it was another year before I got my driver's license. And I would go and look at those shelves, and I remember C.S. Lewis, and the first one of his books that I read was The Problem of Pain, which is not where most people would start with C.S. Lewis, but it's where I started because I just didn't know any better. I thought, oh, yeah, pain's a problem, so I'll read that book. But then I come back, and I really loved it. I loved his intellect. I loved the fact that he was remembering vividly when he was an unbeliever. And I was remembering vividly when I was an unbeliever because it was just 6 months ago that I was an unbeliever. And so to me, I could relate to all that. And so I would read Lewis. I read A.W. Tozer, Francis Schaeffer. And then I would read the popular stuff that was coming out. Corrie Ten Boom, The Hiding Place, Richard Wurmbrand, Tortured for Christ, Johnny Erickson Tata, when her book came out about her accent. I was reading stories of Christians and by great Christians and reading all these other resources. So certainly Lewis, Schaeffer, Tozer, still read them and reread them, and many others as well.
Thanks.